culture. What is culture? That wonderful, mythical, magical, mystical thing that can be make or break for an organisation. In this particular blog, we're going to be looking in a little bit more detail as to what culture is and how it can be defined and put to work for you. Firstly, let's define culture. A simple definition is it's the values and behaviours that can make or break an organisation. It's the glue that holds everything together. Culture influences everything about your business, from its style, your leadership and management approach, how decisions are made, and morale. Harvard Business Review has identified that companies with a really strong culture are up to 30% better in terms of productivity and performance than competitors who have a weaker or less well-defined culture. So what is it that actually makes the difference? When we think of companies with a strong culture, people like Google or Facebook automatically come to mind. But what is it that sets them apart? Part of it is the founding and principal beliefs of the people who've set them up. It can be everything from the raison d'etre for starting. Harvard Business Review has identified six key things that go into making a culture different from organisation to organisation. And it basically all boils down to you. Those six key points, let's start off with the first one, the vision. This is what you're wanting your company to achieve, where you're wanting to go. Number two, the values. It's great having a vision, but how are you going to get there? What are the principles that are going to drive it? Thirdly, we've got the practices. These are the behaviours, what the values look like in practice. And these behaviours are very much going to be driven by the type of structure that you're wanting to have. If you've got more of a flat and less hierarchical structure, then you're going to have very different practices and behaviours in play, which are being driven by your values. Next up is the people. If you want to have a strong culture, you do need to make sure that you're hiring people who are aligned with your values from the beginning. One thing to bear in mind, though, is if you do hire everyone with the same values, are you actually, without even realising it, encouraging groupthink? Sometimes it helps to have people who are aligned with the values but might go about things in a slightly different way. They'll keep you on your toes and make sure you're on track. A key example of that is with the All Blacks. They've got one of their key themes for hiring is no dickheads here. How that comes across in terms of the different people will be different, but they'll all be treating each other with the same courtesy and respect that they'd be expecting back in return. Next up, we have the narrative, the story. What caused you to actually set up the company? Anybody who knows anything about Apple will know what Steve Jobs's story was all about and his love of calligraphy, which had a real driving influence in terms of the creation of new products. A person closer to home is Razan Alsous, who's founded Yorkshire Dharma Cheese. Her story is fundamental to the passion and the success of the business. And if you haven't tried her cheese, I would definitely recommend it. Finally, you've got place and space. The working environment is huge in terms of creating your culture. And again, I'll go back to Google. People always talk about what their workspace looks like with the breakout areas and the beanbags, etc. How you set up your office space will be majorly influential in terms of how people feel that they can be and how they can relate to each other. And yes, this is also where your approaches to remote working or flexible working can also come in. So when it comes to culture, getting it right is really important. Having buy-in from people from the very beginning, trying to make sure that they're part of it, part of the ride for the future. Get it wrong and it can be really dysfunctional and toxic, and can be the difference between that 30% in performance. Tune in next time for the next part of the blog series on culture.